You are going to die. I bet you didn't expect that for the beginning of an Easter hump. Pleasant way to start. Each and every one of you and everyone you know is going to die. And so each and every one of us are faced with that question of death. That if this all ends in death, what's the point? What are we living for? What's the reason for living and the meaning of our existence? If it all ends in death. But the thing we celebrate today is exactly that. That it doesn't all end in death. That death is not the last thing. Because of Christ. Because of what we celebrate today, that Him who is life Himself entered into death. Enters into death. The source of all life enters into the darkness of death so to conquer death. That death no longer has the final word, but the word of life does. And by what He did, it transforms death. That death is no longer just the end, but He's transformed it by His death to be a doorway, a gateway into eternal life. Into encounter with the vine. The very thing that was farthest from Him, who is the source of all life itself, the total opposite, which is death, He entered into that to make it the very thing to draw us back to Him. And I recently had an experience of death being this doorway into the divine. As some of you know, my grandmother recently passed away. But before her final passing in her last days, I had the opportunity to sit with her and to pray with her. She was hovering between life and death. And in that moment, as I was sitting with her and praying with her and praying the commendation of the dying, a prayer that we priests have to pray with those who are on in their last moments, that as I was sitting there praying with her, I got this tangible sense that we were on the doorstep, not just of death, but the doorstep to something divine, to someone divine. That there was this sense that something holy was happening and that the veil between our worlds was very thin in that moment. That something holy was happening. And I'll share with you the prayers that I prayed with her in that moment on the commendation of the dying, which are: go forth, Christian soul, from this world. In the name of God, the Almighty Father, who created you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who suffered for you. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is poured out upon you. Go forth, faithful Christian. May you live in peace this day. May your home be with God in Zion, with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with Joseph and all the angels and saints. And it continues, I commend you, my dear sister, to Almighty God, and entrust you to your Creator. May you return to Him who formed you from the dust of the earth. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints come to meet you as you go forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for you, bring you freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for you, admit you into the Garden of Paradise. May you see your Redeemer face to face and enjoy the vision of God forever. But these words and the experience of Christ conquering our death isn't just meant for our death at the end of our lives, eventually. That eternal life isn't just something we encounter after we die our physical death. But those deaths that we experience in our lives, in the world here and now, those experiences of suffering, of brokenness, of loss, of grief that we encounter, that we have here and now, whatever form that takes in our life here and now. A couple years ago, I had the opportunity to go on a pilgrimage to Israel and to go to the tomb, the Holy Sepulchre, it's called, the very tomb where Christ Himself was laid, where His apostles laid Him after He died. and thus also the very place that he got up again, where the resurrection happened. Be able to sit there and pray. And it was a powerful experience. But as I went on this pilgrimage, I'd asked people for prayers, things they wanted me to pray for. And so many people shared with me things they were struggling with, their brokenness, their pain in their life that they were going through, that they were asking me to carry with me. And so as I was bringing those prayers to that place, I had this great desire that if I could somehow take their burdens from them, to take upon myself the things they were carrying, the cross they were carrying, their pain, their sacrifice, so that they could live in peace and freedom, that I could somehow carry it for them so they could be free. But at the same moment, I also had the profound realization that I do not want to suffer, that I want to live a very comfortable life. My own fears of what that would mean, this desire that surged up and what I started asking the Lord for, then I'm like, hold up. Do I really want to suffer for these people? I mean, I love them. You know, I've often told the Lord, Lord, if you ever call me to be a martyr, to die for your faith, just make it quick and clean and painless, you know? I read about some of these saints and the horrible, agonizing torture they went through, and I'm like, Lord, please spare me that. You know, if you call me to die for you, you know, just quick, you know, quick and clean. Whatever form that'll take. But also, as I was sitting with this conflicting desires, the desire to bear the sufferings of others as well as the desire for my own comfort. The Lord, I had the experience of meditating on this profound mystery of the resurrection, the truth of this gospel, that the truth of this resurrection is that any suffering, any horrible things, any torment, any afflictions, anything we bear in this life, all the darkness, the doom, the pain, all of that pales in comparison to the light of the truth of this resurrection. That the agonies of our life are such, so small in comparison to the light and the glory of the resurrection, that he will take even the worst things of life and unwind them into his heavenly glory. There is a life that is greater than all of our darkness. That is, if we give our deaths over to Christ. As Paul writes in the epistles, if we have died with Christ, we shall also know that we shall live with him. So whatever those deaths in our life are, whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's a betrayal of a friend, whether it's the loss of something, a painful marriage, a painful divorce you've gone through, the loss of a friendship, an abortion, the loss of a reputation, those experiences of brokenness and death or negative experiences or things that have been inflicted upon us in this life, to take all those deaths and put that into the death of Christ. To take the darkness of our life and put it in the darkness of the tomb with Christ. Because to place it there is then to allow it to be infused with the light of the resurrection. A light that no darkness, however great, can ever dim. This is our joy. That this light is greater than our darkness and can swallow up any darkness in our lives, and our darkness cannot now infect this light. This is the glory of the resurrection. And to allow the truth of what this means, do we really believe that what we believe is really real? And to allow this to sink into the depths of our being, the truth of the gospel of the resurrection, that Christ has conquered death in all its forms. That the power of the resurrection is that every death and darkness we face can be drawn up into eternal life. That life that we begin to experience here and now, to see the risen Lord face to face. Christ is risen. Alleluia.